Orvallás teszüje felé, hogy tesz mi átbörökké,
mi nem jöhet nekem. As we conclude the kinos, I'd like to just point two things regarding this particular year. This particular year, where there's a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, and the Gemara says that Bikesh Rebbe Lachor Tisha B'Av, that Rebbe wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av. And the Gemara says that it was a Tisha B'Av Shenidcha. And he said, once it's nidcha from the Zman of Tisha B'Av, so be it. Let's, you don't need to observe it, and we don't have to do it on the 10th either, because we can't do it on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, lo hodu lo chachamim. And the chachamim didn't agree. And they said, no, we have to keep Tisha B'Av. And the Chasam Sofer has a unique interpretation of this Gemara. And Rabbi Ashen pointed out the idea that the coming to the Beis HaMikdash to Yerushalayim was L'shichno Sitrushu V'atz HaShama. In other words, it's not going to be spelled out, like Rabbi Ashen was saying before, it was hidden. And we're going to have to, like the Sifrei says, Drosh al pi Navi, we have to go to Navi and try to figure it out, where it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be proactive in our quest to seek out the Mokom and seek out the Binyan Yerushalayim. So the Chasam Sofer says, and that's what Rebbe was doing. He says, Rebbe was giving out this idea, and he wanted to elicit a response from the other chachamim. Lo hodu lo chachamim. They said no. But that no is what? That's l'shichno sidrushu. That we still have to observe. You can't just say, the drishust has to be there, and every year. I remember many years ago when I was in Boston in the summers, and one of the times I heard the late Rabbi Dr. Isidore Twersky, Zatzal, speak, and he said, in the rest of the year, it's good to be mistapik b'muat. We're good. Midas histapkus, this is a good midah. But on this day, that midah to say it's good enough is docha de gula. And that's l'shichno sidrushu uvas hashama. So that's what the Chasam Sofer says, that Bikesh Rebbe Lachor Tisha B'Av to see how everyone else would respond. And the response was lo hodu lo chachamim. And the Chasam Sofer says another idea. The other idea, he says, is that we know that when the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's also no Shas Hashmad. In other words, we could, here in America, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but we have freedom of religion. So there's no Shas Hashmad. So Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. It's an option. The fasts are optional. Fasts are optional. We were makabel to fast. And the Rav Shechter likes to point out some machlokas between the Mechaber and the Taz, whether that applies to Tisha B'Av also of Ratzu, because the Gemara says, Yichachi Tisha B'Av Nami. So the Taz says, you see, the Tisha B'Av is different. It's not Tolo in Ratzu. It's a higher Chumrah, like Medivrei Kabbalah. But the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, says no. And the Avnei Nezer says, if you look in the Rishonim, most Rishonim say Tisha B'Av is also Ratzu. It's also optional. It's just we mekabel with more chumras because chukbalu botzoros, etc. But Tisha B'Av is also ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim. But says the Chasam Sofer, but what does that have to do with the Shas Hashmad? As long as we don't have a base of mikdash, it should be obligatory. Just because what's the idea that they left it ratzu misanim, ratzu ein misanim? The bottom line is we don't have a base of mikdash. That should be enough. That should be a chiyuv to fast. So says the Chasam Sofer, the same idea that he said by Bikesh Rebbe, that by the fact it's ratzu, it's optional, but we have to be mekabel, that's also a kiyum on l'shichno sidrushu, that we are actively taking part in the bringing of the gula in the mourning of for the Beis HaMikdash. In the last Pizmon, I want to tie it in that this year is the Shemitah year. And the Shemitah year is very important because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that this is, you know, one reason for Golos is the lack of keeping Shemitah properly. And we see here in the Eli Tzion all the things that were the glory of the Beis HaMikdash. All the glory that existed, Tape Malachah, Bnei David, there was a glory that accompanied the Beis HaMikdash. Ale Kavod Asher Gola, there was a glory in the Beis HaMikdash. So I'd like to point out the following. We say in davening, in the Yom Tovim, Nechata'enu, Golinu Me'atzenu, V'nisrachaknu Me'al Admoseinu, V'ein Anachnu Yucholim Lalos V'le'eiros U'lishtachavos L'fanecha. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're not able to go up and bow down in front of you. So the Alter Rebbe, Baal HaTanya, asked the Kasha, what do you mean, Ein anu yicholim lalos v'leiros u'lishtachavos? We can't do hishtachavoa. We can do hishtachavoa right here. We don't have a base of mikdash, we can't do hishtachavoa, we can't bow down. We can bow down any place. So the Alter Rebbe said, Ein anachon yicholim lishtachavos means hishtachava panimi. Meaning, a person can physically bow down, but to feel the hachnoa to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to feel that we are subordinate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't have that. Because in this world today, everyone feels that they decide what's right and what's wrong. We decide what's a mitzvah, what's an aveira, and we decide. We're not machni ourselves klape kutcha brichu. When you're in the Makom HaMikdash, you see the glory, you see the Kavod HaShechina, you see it, and then we're machnia. We can physically bow down wherever we are in the world. But says the Rebbe, Ein anachnu yicholim alos lishtachavos lefanecha. One more thing. The Pasuk says in Eicha, Neor Mikdosho. And the Alshech, and then the Chasam Sofer speaks about this also, that we have a tradition, however you understand it, that there's a Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala that's mechuvan, keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. In Shamayim, metaphysically, there's some Beis HaMikdash Shel Mala that's mechuvan Shel Beis HaMikdash Shel Mata. And when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, says the Al-Shech, the Pasuk Neor Mikdosho, and Sofer speaks about this, that it wasn't lined up. Beis HaMikdash Shomala, Neor Mikdosho went away from the Mikdash Shomala. So what does that mean? So I thought the idea was that because we have a Beis HaMikdash Shomata, but it's the authenticity of the Beis HaMikdash Shomata is only if we're machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala is not Mechuvan, that means that we're deciding what the Avoda should be. We're deciding this is right, this is wrong. We're not machni ourselves Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's nice. That's why it's not Mechuvan. Because it's not Mechuvan Kedeged the Beis HaMikdash Shalmala. So when we read the Elit Zion, we read all the glory, we have to realize that when we don't have that, when we don't have it, we don't have the proper hachnok klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that everyone says, you know, I have a daya. But what's the daya? What's the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So that was lost with the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that full hachnok klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have Alez Tapei Melochea, B'nei Dovi Givireha, all that glory of what the Beis HaMikdash represented, because Ein Anachnu Yicholim L'Shtachavos L'Fanecha. We can't have, as the Alter Rebbe said, we can't have a Shtachav Apnimi without the Beis HaMikdash. With seeing that, then we lose sight internally. Physically, we could bow down any place. You can bow down right here. Right, any place in the world. But do we really subordinate ourselves to say, what is the Ratzon Hashem, and therefore that's what I want to mekayim. So therefore that's our drisha, drosh, l'shichno sidrashu. Lo hodu lo chachamim. The chachamim said, no, even Tisha B'Av Shenidcha, we still have to have a Tisha B'Av, because we can't go a year when there's no Beis HaMikdash without having the full lamentations for the Beis HaMikdash. So Baruch Hashem, we were Zocha, you know, every year is a step closer, even though we weren't Zocha yet for the Binyan, but we're Zocha to be here and to express that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully, we don't know where we're holding in the Cheshbon, we hope Sheyibad Beis HaMikdash M'hiri Yameinu, but we have to, as we said before, from the Naftali of Rapshitz, we have to keep that daily focus of Hachnato HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Drisha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that Be'ezer Hashem, we should be one step closer to the Binyan HaBayis M'hiri Yameinu. Moshav Tzivaha Hesulah Hagurasach Albal Nureha Leyamol Asher Nutash Ashmatzon Adoreha Yaldias Mechar Feyel Soch Mikdash Hadoreha Eilus Mishar Seyel Ani may she is a maraha, Yalda mama she shupa, Kimo may yoreha, Ayan haleha, Shedo man be oreha, Yalda da she shomeim, We to san head reha, Elizabeth to be deha. Fidonei b'choreha Yachilu kleichol U'mizbach itoreha Leitapei milocheha B'nei David givireha Yal yofyo masher shokha Eisoru kisoreha Olay kavod Hashem kula Beis Kurban Nevireha Yalokheitz Asher Lochatz Besom Sakim Kagureha Lei Mochatz Biro Makos Asher Hukun Nezireha Yal Niputz Alei Sela Olo Leho Nirareha Lei Simchas Oireha Sochaku Al Shivareha Yali Nui B'nei Chorin Nidiveha Tehoreha Alei Fesha Asher Ipsa Slul Derech Ashureha
Altsvos Kihaleha, Zubeha Shechoreha, Lekolos Micharfeha, Ace Rabu Figoreha, Yavik Shas Nigatfeha, Sof Mishkan Chatzereha, Alei Shimcha Asher Chulav, Befi Komei Mitzireha, Yaltacha Yitzav Chulach, Kishov Ushma Amoreha, Vitzia Vyareha, Kimo Isha Vitzireha, Kechiv Sulach Agur Asak, Al Baal Vyureha.